We do have an agreement with Lundin Mining on an interim basis, at least. Their trucks will be going through the city. That's unavoidable because there isn't a bypass at this point. We're hoping that probably in about 2017 or so, we will have a bypass that will move the trucks, most truck traffic off of Wright Street.
And one of the things I remember in previous conversations that we've had with City Manager Vida and others, including yourself, was that there was a matter of the wear and tear, the maintenance that this was going to create, and there was no funding mechanism in place. Now that's been addressed.
That's correct. And, you know, out of our major and local streets fund, we pay $75,000 a year per mile per road each and every year. And that doesn't even include reconstruction. And this agreement will provide us $500,000 a year for reconstruction, $200,000 a year to address safety concerns. And there's also an incentive in the agreement that if this isn't an interim basis, but it takes longer, they will have to give us an additional $675,000 a year for the years 2017 through 2022.
These amounts
will be prorated by years. So the first part of the agreement is about $8.3 million, and the second part of the agreement would be about another $2.7 million.
The thing I found interesting in the details of the agreement, as you mentioned there with the financial end of it, is the couple hundred thousand dollars a year for the safety improvements and that type of thing. I can understand the maintenance and the upgrade and all of that and keeping the roads, you know, with all the truck traffic that's going to be going on it. But the safety component is addressing what?
Well, I guess an obvious thing would be is how we line the streets and control the streets. That's a lot of that is going to be determined in as we go along through the time. But that's an integral part of the, you know, the truck traffic is unavoidable. We want to do it as safely as we can, and Lundin, the mining company, certainly wants to do it also as safely as they can. And I'm sure that they're going to be a good corporate neighbor, and that they will have they will watch their trucks, watch their contractor, and I think it will be as easy as it can be when trucks go. But the big thing is that this is just the start of things. We still have a truck ordinance that we're going to have to undertake sometime in the future. The big thing is to get a bypass, because the trucks go through Wright Street. They get dumped into our neighbors, Market Township. That's unavoidable. They realize that's unavoidable, and the bypass will be it will take all the trucks, logging trucks, mine limestone trucks, and mine ore trucks, and move them away from that corridor sometime in the future.
So the effort is still underway to try to get perhaps a bypass road, kind of get it out of there, because right now the path is 550 to Sugarloaf, that short run of Sugarloaf, then to Wright Street, and then out to the west end of the county. And you're looking to work with whoever it may be to get this bypass in place, correct?
That's correct. The bypass, it won't be as encompassing as 595 was planned, where it would have avoided everything. Mm-hmm. But it will at least avoid the Wright Street corridor, the campus area, the commercial area of Market Township, and I guess the current plan is that it would come down and traffic would re-enter 41 in the neighborhood of Midway location
in that area. All right, in that
and
area.
So it would certainly be a benefit to everyone, and I think it would be also a benefit to all the truck haulers, because when they run into, when they have to go through and mix with residential
trucks on a ferry, like Sugarloaf is a fairly small street, in terms of even 550 County Road, and getting onto Wright Street, even that's bigger than, but you have to maneuver these trucks in and out of residential areas, traffic, motor vehicle cars, those types of things. That would be an improvement to have probably a fairly good size bypass wide road that would just say, go this way and avoid all of that.
Exactly, because truckers don't like going through those kind of environs either. They want to drive the safest, and it's much easier if they don't have all those conflicts. And actually, the size of Wright Street really hasn't changed, although the configuration has certainly changed from it was from years ago. It's gone from four lanes to two lanes east and west and a turn lane, which I think has really been a good improvement on that street. And some of those are some of the kind of safety improvements that can be done.
Sure.
You have calming effects that will still allow traffic to go through, but it'll allow it to go through a little safer.
We're chatting here with Marquette Mayor Bob Neamy this morning about the Lundeen and Marquette truck route agreement that's proposed. It's going to be read at the upcoming meeting of the Marquette City Commission, with all intents and purposes, looks like should go through and go into effect this fall. It's been about a 7-year process, 8 years that this has been discussed. The money has been put forth in terms of dollars. Is that should cover it? Is that kind of a guess that one would think? I mean, it's hard to tell. It's hard to say exactly how much wear and tear it's going to be, but I'm guessing this number was come to after some good discussions.
Right. There's not necessarily a science to it, because we don't know exactly what the wear and tear will be. But I think this will balance out certainly the big portion. And the second part is there's the financial incentive, that there's these payments after the year 2017, that if there is a bypass, those payments won't be required of the mining company.
Right.
So it gives them a financial incentive to continue pursuing the bypass.
Yeah, if the bypass goes into effect during the term of this, they can get out of that at Enzig agreement pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
And it provides us that if the worst scenario happens and we don't get a bypass in that time frame, there certainly is going to be more wear and tear on the roads with the traffic going through there, you know, for a much more a longer period of time, so that those payments will balance out that.